It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. That's right, the Plan B After Show podcast. I'm Brock, he's Hunter. Hey,
hey,
how are you?
What's up, man?
Welcome to it. As always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Your full-service motorcycle repair shop, and we'll hear a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle, after we get through it. Fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You can do what you want with it. I don't care. Who cares? Who gives a shit? Gold jacket, green jacket, podcast. Hey, who cares? Let's see here. God, there's another mosquito fact. Why is there so many mosquito? I don't want to do that one. Let's see. We got one about.
Mosquito.
You got it. How about this one? Here we go. Mattel released a pregnant version of the Barbie doll. Her name was Midge, Jesus. And she had a detachable baby bump with a baby inside, but she was quickly discontinued because people thought she promoted teen pregnancy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Come on.
Now, but here's the thing, though. All right, here's the thing. How many times do you see, like, a young girl, like a toddler with a baby? Like, they always give them babies to take care of.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Like the Cabbage Patch dolls,
the little baby. The little baby that blinks and drinks. Yeah.
In school.
Yeah. I don't know.
Here's the thing. It's different. Things change. Things evolve. And as time goes on, ladies and gentlemen, things change. And the one thing that's been changing is the amount of fucking people that are walking this earth right now. It's back in the day, 1950s, right? You get your big house, you get the white fence, the dog, and you have five people and you have five kids.
Yep.
Everybody had like five kids back in the day, you know? 1980s, roll around, five, maybe a little bit too much. For some reason now, people are having like 9, 10 kids, dude.
Those are the ones make here. I'm going to actually disagree with you because the numbers are going down.
And are they honestly, going down?
They are. Our generation, millennials, are either waiting longer to have kids or they're just not, they're choosing opting out because it's too goddamn expensive at this point. You know, having, you have the weird people like that family in Michigan that just had their 15th or 16th kid, which is just ridiculous. Anyway,
absurd.
No, numbers are going down. I guarantee we're going to see it. And even Gen Zers, I bet you it's going to keep going down because until it becomes viable and or affordable to have kids. Yeah, it's one of those things. And actually, you know, I don't know. Is this still a thing? I think the baby culture is definitely has died down. I think it has.
People are starting to realize how tough it is. I think you're right. Absolutely. It is going down because you're right. It is expensive. And you know what another weird thing is? Like relationships. Like younger folk, younger generations are not, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody younger than I am that I grew up with, the majority of them aren't in relationships.
No, or at least nothing serious that makes it, you know, that, and I don't, relationships really, for me, I think people, you know, before you get locked down, you should really experience stuff. I get a little ick when I see people, oh yeah, they're 18, they're engaged. I'm like, you haven't even experienced life. What are you doing? Now, I'm not saying it's for everyone. I'm not knocking anyone, but for me, by the time I got married, do some living before you finally get knocked up and settled down and everything. And it is different. I think we're going to see that way of life definitely change. It's going to go out the window. It'll be different. That's an older mindset, but I don't think there's much stock put into it now with the baby stuff. And again, bringing it back to Barbies. I mean, maybe I don't really look, but when's the last time you really saw an advertisement for like baby stuff for kids? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like a pregnant Barbie or like I guess because I don't have kids, I don't see it. But even when you go to the stores, you don't really notice that. So maybe it's a culture switch, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just happy
are kids even playing with these things anymore?
I don't know. Is it more electronics that they're using now?
I mean, I feel like they just pull up Barbie on their iPad right now and play
maybe,
with that.
Maybe. I mean, dude, American Girl dolls, that was like one of the biggest things in the world. Is that still a thing? Are Barbies still massive like they were?
This is what we need to do. This is what we're going to invent, Brock. Another fucking million-dollar idea, and this is going to be brilliant. So we're going to bring back the pregnant Barbie, right? But it's going to be on your iPad, and it's going to be like, you know, the Tamagotchis where you have to, like, grow it.
It's grown
so,
the baby.
So you got to get through. You got to get through 9 months of pregnancy on this app, or the baby dies.
Yeah. you have a choice. Can you? You can either smoke a cigarette or not smoke a cigarette,
there
and
you
it all affects.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All your friends are going out on a Saturday night drinking and having a good time. You can go party with them and sleep with Joey, or you can stay home.
I will say,
and watch Lifetime.
The biggest piece of trash I have ever seen, and I will stand by this. And if I ever have kids, I'm never letting them watch this. If I have nothing, and the fact that it was ever a thing, it was ever greenlit, is it pisses me off as a society. A Teen Mom.
Oh boy.
Teen Mom is the biggest piece of bile garbage that was ever made for television. I can't believe they did it. I can't believe that people were okay with putting this on. It glorified these young women.
Teen pregnancies.
Now, look, I'm not saying teen pregnancies happen, okay? And sometimes it works out great. But the fact that they glorified it and they made these stars, whenever
shouldn't
you see
be a TV
like,
show.
No, it should not fucking be a TV show. To this day, the fact that you'd see stories, teen mom star did this. They're not a star. They shouldn't be glorified as celebrities. They got knocked up. They made a poor choice and were irresponsible. And now they've made it. They've glorified it. You got these young girls like, well, I want to be on TV. Let's get pregnant. You get what I'm saying? Like, dude, that to me,
it's
fucking
terrible.
It enrages me. And the fact that it's still on, like they added it to like Hulu or Netflix. And I'm like, no, this should not be on there.
It's kind of in the same realm as child beauty pageants. Can we throw that in there too?
Yeah,
we don't need that anymore.
Dude, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you, dude. That's fucking weird to me. It is
weird.
It is.
There's a lot
weird
of weird underlying things that like. It's like not even underlying anymore. It's like, why is that still a thing, guys? Yeah. Like I almost want to walk into one of those rooms and be like, what the fuck are all you
what
guys
is
doing?
This? What's the point of this? Tell me what these kids are going to get out of this. Now, look. Right. Let's say you have a little talent show and maybe have them read or do a little. That's fine. But why does that kid need to have a bathing suit competition
and
then also
dressed up in makeup?
Yeah, and makeup and nightgowns. What the fuck, dude? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird shit. There's a lot of weird things still out there, man. You think, you know, the information going around nowadays and how easy you can, you know, contact somebody across the world.
Weird.
That you would think the information would smarten people up a little bit. Like, oh, yeah, that was kind of fucked up. We should probably not do that anymore.
Yeah, it's 2021.
For some reason, there's a few things that slip through the cracks, and that's one of them, dude. I'm still wrapping my head around, like, how? How is that even possible?
Tell you what, if Mattel can go, you know what, pregnant Barbie, probably not the best idea. Maybe we should get rid of Teen Mom, and we should get rid of child beauty pageants and all that weird shit. And not let our kids dance to inappropriate songs on TikTok that are underage. Did you see that TikTok? Anybody, I believe, 18 or like 17 and under, They're no longer public. They're private.
Oh, wow.
So any kid that is 17 or under, I believe, on TikTok, their account is private. It's not just public. Like, you have to, like, become, which is good because, dude, there's these teen girls dancing on there to, Jesus, like, seduct. Dude, it's fucked up, man.
Dude, you know what? It's good, but at the same time, it's sad because it had to become this because it's a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's sad. Yep. That's a sad story, dude. So, I can't believe that. So
look, I'll commend Mattel, you know, for shutting that down. I don't know when it was. It doesn't say when it was, like what year. Who knows?
Yeah, but, whoever that guy at the meeting was, thank you.
Yeah,
you
know, that one guy was like, look, just a thought, guys. I'm just going to put this out there.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey. We think about this for a second. Yeah.
Why don't we do, like, Barbie and her, maybe babysitting Barbie, where she doesn't actually give birth to the baby, but she earns a nice paycheck to help pay for college. You know? What about that?
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It's weird out there, man. It's weird.
It's weird, Brock.
All right.
I'm going to stay here in my basement.
There you go. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. That's your fact and opinion. We'll be back next time with another fact and opinion here on the Plan B After Show podcast. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
Gilson.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike!
My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.